While Saudi Arabia may now be a partner in the Middle East peace process, Saudi authorities are not helping the Bush administration build support for action against Iraq. At the Arab League summit in Beirut yesterday, Saudi Crown Prince Abdullah publicly embraced the Iraqi representative. And Abdullah joined other Arab leaders in saying the threat to attack Iraq is a threat to the security of all Arab states. Saudi Arabia was a key ally during the Gulf War, but as NPR's Tom Jelton reports, the U.S. military is planning for the possibility that a new war against Iraq may have to be fought without Saudi help.
During the Gulf War, the Command and Control Center for U.S. bombing operations against Iraq was at the Prince Sultan Air Base outside Riyadh. In the years since, the Prince Sultan Base has been a key facility for U.S. operations throughout the Gulf. Last summer, the U.S. Air Force opened a new state-of-the-art Combined Air Operations Center at Prince Sultan. But Army General Tommy Franks, who oversees Middle East war planning as chief of the U.S. Central Command, now says Saudi Arabia is just one place U.S. war operations could be based.
We are increasing or improving our command and control capacity in all of my region. And I would not be at all surprised if we are changing the location of some of the assets that we have.
Speaking at the Pentagon today, Frank said no U.S. forces are being moved out of Saudi Arabia. But he did say he wants to duplicate some of his Saudi operations at other sites in the Gulf region so the United States is not dependent on the Saudi facilities alone. And that goes as well, Frank said, for the new Combined Air Operations Center, or CAOC.
I have no plans to move the CAOC from its current location.
But generally,
that
now
does not say that I don't have plans to replicate it someplace.
That new site could be the Gulf state of Qatar. A defense official says some munitions are being pre-positioned at Qatar for possible use in future combat air operations. Asked why, the defense official says, because we have better relations with Qatar right now. Air Force General Richard Myers, chairman of the Joint Chiefs of Staff, said in response to a similar question yesterday that we're always reviewing where our forces are.
We're only in countries where we're invited to come in. So in that context, we're looking at options all the time. And we've gotten great support, as people I think know, in the Gulf states.
Myers and other defense officials insist no decisions have been made about possible operations against Iraq, and they say the current movement of assets is not part of any war preparations. In fact, the basing or command control facilities that would actually be needed for a new war against Iraq is a subject of some debate. Retired Air Force Colonel John Warden, considered the architect of the last air war against Iraq, says in his opinion, long-range bombers based outside the Gulf could do much of the work this time around.
And then you add on to that the capabilities that the Navy brings in terms of cruise missiles and potential carrier strike operations. And if we could do whatever we wanted to do against Iraq, certainly from an air standpoint, without any kind of a basing in the direct vicinity.
Other defense analysts disagree, saying if U.S. air operations are based anywhere but in Saudi Arabia, the war effort is likely to be less effective. Tom Jelton, NPR News, The Pentagon.